Also in the headlines today, the situation in Bahrain is still intense. Regime soldiers backed by forces from Saudi Arabia attack protesters. Security forces fired tear gas and sound grenades at demonstrating crowds in several towns and villages around Manama. Clashes then erupted between the two sides. Several people were hurt. Demonstrators across the country are calling for the downfall of the king. They're also angry over the U.S. support for the Manama regime. Well, Bahrain is in the midst of an ongoing revolution that started back in mid-February 2011. Since then, scores of people have been killed and thousands sent to prison. Mr. Kamel Wazni is a political commentator joining me now live from Beirut to share his thoughts with us on this. Mr. Wazni, first of all, we're hearing slogans being made on the streets in Bahrain against the United States now, besides those slogans that were against the regime. People, it seems, are now very strongly and clearly saying that they want the United States to cut its support for the Manama regime. However, we're seeing that support continue. Do you think that these slogans are going to be heard by Washington?
Obviously, they will resonate in the White House and on the street of America, because this is the voice of the people. And for a very long time, the American felt they're not mentioned on the street. And the American know this sometime, this hostility that is taking place by the Bahraini, because the continued support of the American for the Bahraini regime and the approval of the American to sell weapons and arms to the Bahraini regime, despite the crackdown that is taking place by the Bahraini regime against the civilian demonstrator of the country. I think there is a voice on the street saying anyone who sided with the criminal who are committing crime against humanity should be condemned. And today, because the Bahraini authority, the Bahraini monarchy is committing a crime, and the America being accomplice to this crime, then you see the people are voicing their sentiment and making their voice to be heard across the world. They're not intimidated, they're not afraid. They want a democratic system in a country. That's the basic principle of a human dignity, to live free in his own or her own countries, where will be no discrimination, no crackdown, no torture. This is the basic principle of any human wanted to live in peace and prosperity. And the American, by siding with the Bahraini regime, preventing the aspiration of the Bahraini people to make this happen. So the Americans should not be shocked, but what they're hearing, that's what they actually worked on by helping the Bahraini authority. And if Obama is listening, and Ms. Clinton should have listened to the human rights when they actually condemn the torture that is taking place by the Bahraini government, the systematic torture that is taken day after day, should be heard by the American administration. There's a lot of committee been established by the UN bodies, by even the king, and they all indicated there's a huge torture and killing is taking place on the street of Bahrain. Right. So is anybody listening?
Right. Well, you refer there to the United Nations, also other human rights groups. We know, for instance, that the UN Human Rights Council recently in Geneva started to discuss the situation in Bahrain. We know groups like Amnesty International and other human rights organizations in and outside of Bahrain have been saying they have documents and proof that these violations are taking place. But does that mean that they're going to give any support to the Bahraini revolutionaries? And do you think that without that support on the ground, that the Bahraini revolution can get anywhere?
Well, obviously, the public opinion and the international opinion is important, but eventually the work, the legwork has to be done by the people of Bahrain, because the people of Bahrain made a pledge and they're determined to carry their own cause despite all the obstacle and all the atrocity that is committed by the Bahraini regime against the civilian in Bahrain. But having the public support of the international community, from the UN, from other bodies, is actually attached to the reality that is taking place. There's a crime is taking place in Bahrain by the monarchy, by the royal family, supported by the American, and somebody has to listen. But I don't think the Bahraini people are counting on the West or the American, because they think the American are participant in what is taking place in Bahrain. And despite all of that, they have the will and the determination to carry their cause to the end. They know the sacrifice, and they are willing to take that sacrifice. And we hear the leadership of the Bahraini talking. When we hear Sheikh Qasim say, this is the will of the people, and they will be carry their duty to bring honorable justice to Bahrain, despite all the killing and the torture is committed by the Bahraini with the help of the Saudis. The people will prevail in the end, will be costly process, but you have to trust on the people, and the people will carry their duties.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political commentator, joining us there live from Beirut.